I think it's very, very unfair to, what the minister is trying to do at the minute, because what we are saying, and the same goes for a farmer or a self-employed person, the productive assets that we have, you know, like farmland, or if you own a business, it's used to generate income for your own business, but it doesn't mean that your ability to pay is any better. You know, there's a lot of businesses may be worth a fortune, but they're actually making a loss or making a very small profit. You know, so if they're only making a small profit and they're inside the eligibility of the grant, they should be entitled to a grant for third level education. Just because you know their buildings is their assets is worth a good bit of money, does not mean that they're able to pay.
It's often said that many farmers are asset rich but cash poor, and we could be left in a situation where many farming families may have to make the decision not to send their children on to third level education.
If he goes through with his changes as they are, I would estimate no problem that 50 to 60% of farm families will not be able to afford to send their children to third level education, because you know as we all know at the minute, you know, with the weather this year, you know, farming has gone through, you know, a fairly dodgy period, and there's going to be no serious profit made for 2012. And if he's going to, you know, if he's going to use your assets as a way of calculating what you're worth for a grant for third level education, there's no hope of anybody being inside that grant, and they're going to have to pay the full amount, which they can ill afford at this minute.